Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
We are very much still in the middle of a pandemic, and despite us being sent, or rather being eased to alert level one, we should always remember that the threat of a third wave of this pandemic is imminent. In fact, in a digital conference that the provincial health department has in the Western Cape yesterday, they were talking about how they are already preparing for what they anticipate will be quite an aggressive third wave of this COVID-19 pandemic. The president, when he called the family meeting this past week, reminding us that as much as we are going to alert level one, we absolutely cannot give up on the wearing of masks, keeping our distances, staying away from venues and places that are overcrowded, and obviously washing and sanitizing our hands all of the time. However, we are starting to see and witness fatigue around that. There's a fatigue around the pandemic, and there's certainly burnout around lockdown. Joining me on the line now is psychologist Bianca Keeley to help us through this. Bianca, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning.
I imagine in your practice you're also seeing a lot of cases of your patients coming to you and saying, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I miss human touch, because that's what I miss the most. I miss being able to hug people and taste other people's food, like, you know, food that has been cooked by somebody else and not by me, and I can just go and sit and enjoy a dinner party once again. Are you getting a lot of your clients coming and really expressing frustration with the lockdown?
Absolutely. I think as psychologists, as a group, and as healthcare workers, we were completely unprepared for the waves that we would get regarding mental health. And I think it's absolutely staggering. There are a tremendous amount of people not coping, and not just with the actual pandemic and virus, but just with the secondary effects that they're experiencing. So yes, a lot of people are experiencing burnout. And we are social beings. We are meant for connection. We're designed for connection. We're designed to be social. We're designed to have other people around us. And when we isolate, it creates a lot of anxiety and it has quite severe knock-on effects. So psychologically, people are really, really, really struggling at the moment.
How do we know that we've hit burnout, or I suppose some sort of pandemic fatigue? What are the telltale signs we should look out for in our own behavior and go, wait a minute, I actually need to have this checked?
A lot of people are experiencing low mood and very high levels of anxiety. And some diagnoses are also being set off as a secondary effect. But a lot of people are coming in just feeling absolutely exhausted and obviously feelings of burnout. And just feeling very disconnected from the world and, depersonalization and those kind of things. And I think people then have to really ground themselves and go back down to basics because people are really struggling with a lot of mood difficulties, which makes it very difficult for them to cope with, the actual pandemic, but also their day-to-day lives. You know, people are expected to work from home, raise their children, take their kids to school, maybe carry on with life as normal. But the psychological effects are just really, really draining for so many.
You said we need to ground ourselves and go back to basics. What does that mean? What is going back to basics?
So when you're under strain, particularly in times like these, it's very important to really, really go back down to basics to what the body needs. And that's, checking things like, are you sleeping? Are you eating correctly? And you're really underestimating the effects of exercise. And it really burns anxiety. It's incredibly healthy for us. And although we all know these things, we're all very aware of it, we hear it all the time. When we're under strain and the body's under strain, we really have to make sure that we're really going back down to basics in terms of what the body's needing. Even with social connection, people really need to connect with their families via any forms that they can, whether it's Zoom, whether it's WhatsApp video call, but they need to keep those social connections going. It's not about, I can't see this person and therefore, they've been put for a long period of not seeing this person, and, some people haven't seen their family in months. But I've had families who play board games over Zoom. I've had children who watch Netflix movies together with links and those kind of things. And we really have to do whatever we can to hang in there, but to really mimic what was previously normal as much as possible, if that makes sense. And in order to help us do that, it's requiring quite a high level of flexibility, psychological flexibility, so being able to meet a new stress and be able to use coping skills to deal with it, and an increased level of coping skills. And I find a lot of people struggle in that area. Some people are really trying to hang on to how they used to do things, or, you know, but when we become rigid in our coping skills, it's really detracts away from us being able to be flexible and to be able to cope and be malleable within a stressor.
The one thing that I've found heartbreaking is that, and I was reflecting on the numbers of people with COVID-19, and sadly those who have died. We've had 50,366 deaths as a result of COVID-19. All of those unbelievably lonely, because we can't visit our loved ones in hospital, right? And you often have to bury them within a short space of time. So that normal and customary process and routine of mourning is even robbed of us because we can't gather with people. That is distressing, and I imagine you're finding a lot of those cases as well.
Absolutely, because death has to be filed in a certain way psychologically, and every culture has certain practices to honor the dead and to, you know, say goodbye to the loved ones. And you're absolutely right. During this pandemic, all cultural customs have been disrupted, and people are not allowed to say goodbye to their loved ones. And then we have husbands and wives staying at the hospital where anyone comes out. And healthcare workers in the hospitals are just beyond exhausted and traumatized from what they're seeing, you know, and we're adding trauma to that effect. And then how does the brain fire that experience if we're disrupting those practices? So it is a lot of stress. We even have those little kids, you know, it's extremely important for them to play and to be around other children, and through exploration they learn and they develop social skills, they develop language, and we find that even those developmental skills are being affected. You know, I'm seeing little children, very young children, who are petrified when other children run to them because we can't touch each other. And don't come near me. But at 2 years old, you're meant to play. You're meant to go play on the jungle gyms and, you know, those kind of things. So even basic development is being disrupted, you know, and it's just incredibly sad. It's incredibly, incredibly sad.
It truly is. Bianca, thank you very much for your time this morning. Bianca Keeley, you can find her on biancakeeley.co.za. Otherwise, she does have a practice in Sandton. You're listening to Cape Talk, and 7:02, it's 5 o'clock.